From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. United States Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis on Thursday ruled out any military collaboration between the U.S. and Russia, saying the conditions just aren't correct right now, appearing to close the door for now on any effort to work more closely with Moscow in the fight against the Islamic State group militants.
And we will engage politically. We do not, or are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage and try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO. But Russia is going to have to prove itself first and live up to the commitments they have made in the Russia-NATO agreement.
Matt is speaking at a meeting of NATO's counter-Islamic State coalition, said he must, or rather didn't intend to think that the fight against the Islamic State would end quickly, but added the United States would like to speed up the multinational campaign against the group. U.S. President Trump has in the past said he would like to cooperate with Moscow in the fight against the Islamic State. U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford is set to meet with his Russian counterpart in Azerbaijan Thursday to discuss the status of current U.S.-Russia military relations. At least two people were killed Thursday in a barrage of mortar fires toward Somalia's presidential palace as the country's new leader moved in. Spokesman for the Benir Regional Administration told VOA Somali service al-Shabaab militants are to blame for the attack. New President Mohamed Farmajo was not hurt, and there were no other reported casualties. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is taking part in his first major international talks Thursday, joining a gathering of the G20 foreign ministers in Germany. Tillerson met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of the conference.
Foreign Minister Lavrov and I had a productive meeting. We discussed a range of issues of mutual concern. As I made clear at my Senate confirmation hearing, the United States will consider working with Russia when we can find areas of practical cooperation that will benefit the American people. As we search for new common ground, we expect Russia to honor its commitment to the Minsk agreements and work to de-escalate the violence in the Ukraine.
A U.S. official said ahead of Tillerson's trip that the former ExxonMobil CEO would be using the meetings to mostly listen to his counterparts. Doctors and witnesses in Pakistan say a suicide blast has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens more inside a crowded shrine in the southern part of the country. Rescue workers say the death toll is likely to increase. A wave of suicide bombings and other militant attacks have killed and wounded dozens of people this week across Pakistan. Nine countries where giving birth is dangerous for both mothers and their babies have decided to improve the odds of survival. VOA's Carol Pearson reports these countries, two in Asia and seven in sub-Saharan Africa, also plan to improve the health facilities where the women give birth.
In some countries, hospitals don't always have electricity or running water or enough trained midwives or nurses to save lives when things go wrong. Dr. Flavia Bustreo is the Assistant Director General for Family, Women, and Children's Health at the World Health Organization. In a Skype interview with VOA, Bustreo spoke of the pressing need to address this issue.
In the year 2016, we have almost 6 million children under the age of 5 years that lose their life. And also we have almost 300,000 women that lose their life due to complication of childbirth.
The ultimate goal is to end preventable deaths of mothers and babies. But first, these countries are focusing on reducing maternal and infant death by half within the next 5 years. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Officials in South Sudan say army troops entered a village near the capital, Juba, early this week, raping at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. The alleged rapes occurred less than 2 weeks after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir issued a warning that soldiers who commit such acts will be shot. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.